Hey, Bears fans, this is Cole Wright from Marquee Sports Network. Now, we know you can never get enough Bears, so join us Tuesday for Bear Essentials, a recap of this week's Bears action and analysis of the week ahead. Then, we'll re-air this week's Bears game at 7 o'clock on Marquee Sports Network.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87, ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Happy Friday to everyone, and a football Friday at that, a championship
weekend. Yeah.
It's going to be glorious. I'm going to miss football on Saturday.
You only got three games left.
I know. That's when I get depressed.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I can't wait for Sunday, but I've gotten used to these busy Saturdays where there's at least two games on Saturday.
Let me see if the Blackhawks have some Saturday matinees that you could dial into.
I'll pass for now. They're back at the United Center, though, tonight.
Yeah.
It is a busy weekend, so they're finally back home. It's the Wings coming to town. The Bulls are in action, too.
I mean, it does show you, though, doesn't it, the power of the pigskin?
The power of the pigskin. Like, and they've all been good games.
Yeah. And we wait for it, and then when it's here, we just roll around in it. And then when it's over. But, when we're a few weeks from it actually being over, we still have championship weekend, then we get a week off, and then we get the big game. We're already lamenting the void that will be created without the National Football League starting the third or the second weekend in February.
I don't know if you know this, Waddle. I can tend to be a glass half empty guy.
No.
And when the regular season ends, I'm like, oh, I'm so sad that the red zone won't be visited again on channel 254 till September. No more red zone. I'm so sad. And then I love my playoffs. I'm watching my playoffs. So then going into championship weekend, and I'm like, I'm so sad that there's no Saturday games. And then, before the Super Bowl, I'm going to be like, this bye week sucks. I'm so sad there's no football this weekend.
You're the guy that wins the $500 million Powerball, and you're pissed because they give it to you in $5 bills.
That I would never be mad about.
No, I don't know.
No, I would love for that to happen.
Something to be pissed about.
Did someone win recently, too?
I don't believe the Powerball was won. My wife went around the house and asked all of us for five numbers and then the Powerball number, and we gave them to her.
What'd you do?
I don't believe we hit a single number all individually. I played Mega Millions last Friday. I believe Mega Millions draws against tonight. I believe it's just under a billion, or maybe it's past a billion by the time they take it all in. But yeah, it's basically $1 billion lottery prize up for grabs tonight on the Mega Millions, I believe.
You always, you never hear anything about the lottery, never hear anything, and then all of a sudden that it grows and it grows, and then everyone's like, oh, yeah, you hear how big it is. Now it's worth to play. So,
do they do that lottery drawing on GN?
I don't know. Are they still on the air, GN? No, I'm kidding. I'm not getting in any of the fight.
Don't do that.
We have a new update on the Gene Greco WGN Morning News fight. They took to the airwaves again this morning. That I'll get to. I want to get a lot of participation today. Whether 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. Whether it's still the Deshaun Watson and the Bears conversation. Whether it's your thoughts on the playoff weekend and who you want to see win versus who you think is going to win. It's always a good conversation. Like, who do you want in your Super Bowl? You know what I mean?
By the way, Patrick Mahomes has cleared concussion protocol.
Oh, that's big.
Shocking, I'm sure.
Yeah, not surprising. There's not been much drama all week.
I would say to you, though, that does not, to me, signal the all clear, because it does from the concussion perspective. But remember, he's a guy that also, I believe that only Josh Allen had more success running the ball on third down this year than Patrick Mahomes. And remember, Patrick Mahomes, before he got the concussion, was dealing with a bit of a foot sprain.
Right. A toe or foot injury, right. And and running with a bad foot, running after you were in concussion protocol, you may be a little bit less likely to do it because of all that.
Yeah.
I heard Carmen today. I like the Bills. And I don't think, for the record, I don't think there is a bad Super Bowl with these four teams left. I think any way you slice it, now a lot of Bears fans root against Aaron Rodgers. But seeing Aaron Rodgers back in the Super Bowl, a lot of drama. He's the reigning, he could be the MVP this year. If Tampa wins, you've got the GOAT in the Super Bowl. If Mahomes wins in Kansas City, you've got a guy going for two in a row and a guy who ultimately could be the greatest ever. And the Bills are a fun and hot team to watch.
They are. By the way, I forgot to mention this yesterday, but you sent me the article from The Athletic, the detailed, like remember when Rich Campbell and Dan Wederer went through the process of how the Bears didn't draft Deshaun Watson and went through that? The Athletic did a really good article on how the Kansas City Chiefs focused in on Patrick Mahomes and how Brett Veach, who is their current GM, how involved he was. It was a really good read, so I thank you for sending me that article.
The hook with that, too, going into it, and they were talking about it this morning as well, Mellor played a soundbite, I think, from one of the scouts from Buffalo who no longer works there. But it was about the pick in which Patrick Mahomes ended up going was traded to Kansas City from Buffalo. So now they've filled some voids. They have drafted some other good players, and then they ended up getting Josh Allen. So it doesn't hurt as much as the Bears. But they just continued to point out about how in that article – that hook and how Pace went rogue again as well.
Well, yeah, that's the part to me was, you want to talk about collaboration? Do you want to read about true collaboration? Read that article, because every member of the Kansas City Chiefs brain trust, from their general manager down to some of their assistant coaches, they were all on board with this selection, and they were all consulted, and everybody's opinion mattered.
Well, and that's why when we circle back to the Bears thing, and I've brought this up a lot this week, when you look at Kansas City getting it right, and you're like, hey, Sylvie, those 10 other teams got it wrong for Mahomes, so Ryan Pace, no, not a big deal. Well, Kansas City had this brain trust up there, all right? It starts with a Hall of Fame coach and a guy who runs that organization in Andy Reid. It goes to John Dorsey, who at the time was their general manager, did great work there, and then has really done if in the few years he was in Cleveland, did good work there too. Then Brett Veach, who now is running the Kansas City Chiefs, and also with Brett Veach scouting every one of Patrick Mahomes' games was Chris Ballard. Yeah. It was Chris Ballard and Brett Veach. Chris Ballard is a guy who used to work in the Bears organization, was then in Kansas City, and then he is now the current Indianapolis Colts general manager.
And he's done a fine job there.
So think about it. To get it right, you had to have Reed, you had to have Veach, you had to have Chris Ballard, who's now a general manager.
Dorsey.
You had to have Dorsey, who's been a multi-time general manager. And all these guys, and who do you have faith in the Bears organization then? You know, the layers upon layers of who they had to identify, yeah, we got to get up. And they went up from what, like the 20s? Or were they, like, 28,
they
I
were 27,
say, right?
I think 27 all the way up to 10, right? Didn't they draft him at 10?
Yes, 10. And like I said, that was Buffalo's pick. And McDermott, their head coach, did not want Mahomes because he was preaching that they needed to build it up first. And right. It's another argument why I always use, you can never pass the quarterback. Even if you think you need to build it up in other areas.
It's worked for them, but yes.
Yeah. You just can't pass quarterbacks who you think are right because you have other areas. You may never get that quarterback again. And then you're stuck drafting Grossman, or you're stuck drafting McNown, or you're stuck drafting Trubisky.
It's a really interesting, if you dig deeper in it as well, because like there was no fear about the Bears. Like part of the article talks about how the Cleveland Browns, who were number one, drafting number one, had an interest in Trubisky because he was a local kid and that there was some interest. They were most concerned, I believe, with the Chargers, who drafted Mike Williams, I believe, and they were very concerned with what Sean Payton and the Saints were going to do, I believe, just behind them at 11.
another team with a quarterback. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's all these teams. Why are these teams great? Because they don't neglect the quarterback. Green Bay doesn't neglect the quarterback position even when they have one. Same with New England for many years.
I throw us off topic, but
I didn't bring it up either. Do you want to hear the Bears portion of this while we're there? Then we can get to Lewis Riddick. And whatever's on your mind about these football games, because I really want to get after the football games. I also want to talk about sort of the greatness of these athletes that we're watching, from Rodgers to Brady and what we're seeing in Mahomes. But this was from, and again, the hook in this story wasn't necessarily about the Bears, but it was about the Bills trading the pick to Kansas City that turned into Mahomes, and how the Bills at that time didn't think that they needed to draft him. They do get to a portion of the Bears in this that I thought was interesting, and Waddle, that I think you alluded to. They wrote, "Whom the Bears wanted with the third pick was a mystery, even to most of the scouts and coaches in their own organization." According to multiple sources, general manager Ryan Pace told only a small group of confidants in his front office. Chicago's draft board did not reflect Pace's grades because he feared leaks. Okay, he didn't have any grades on his boards because he didn't want any of those scouts coming in knowing how he graded these guys for leaks. Many in position of authority, including head coach John Fox, weren't told whom Pace would pick until the day of the draft. We've known this, that poor part of it. Some in the front office didn't find out until the selection was announced. Okay, so here are these other front office people, checks and balances, who did not know who Ryan Pace was going to pick until it was announced. When the Bears started talking to the 49ers about moving up to the second spot, the 49ers and some in the Bears front office thought Chicago wanted to draft Stanford defensive lineman Solomon Thomas, whom defensive coordinator Vic Fangio had been pushing hard for.
When they moved up, we all thought that's what they were doing.
And we're like, whoa, they're moving up for Solomon Thomas?
Yeah.
And then others at Hallis Hall, including Fox, were hoping for LSU safety Jamal Adams. And then Pace had been quietly following Trubisky all year. And now they're selling us on the exact 180 of that, that collaboration will lead the day.
As I've said 100 times in the last week, they had collaborated with their head coach and their offensive coordinator, who may have been on their way out and you didn't like them. But if you had collaborated with them, you may have ended up with Deshaun Watson on draft day.
Right, right. Like, again, I don't care what 9 or 10 other teams did. I care about what my team did. I didn't care about who ranked Scottie Pippen low the year that he came out of Central Arkansas. I cared that Jerry Krause spotted him, saw him, and made a trade to acquire him on draft draft night.
That's what defines good organizations.
Yes, what I care about.
It's like reverse thinking. Ask backwards thinking? Is that what we call it?
Yeah, whatever it is. I mean,
like you're saying, well, you know, nobody else thought about it. Well, no, I don't want to be part of that group. I want to be the guy that actually got it right, and that's what we're interested in.
Of course. It's all hindsight, too. Don't give me the tweet, too, that I could hear. It's hindsight, Sylvie. It's all hindsight. Draft picks are judged based on hindsight. It is based on the 3 years or 2 years of productivity after the fact of what you've drafted them on. And of course, the process that you went down. Not including people in the draft process is a flawed process. Not interviewing everyone possible or working out everyone possible, i.e. Deshaun Watson. So there was so many flaws on the process. And then on who he left out, it's pretty crazy. So it's a fun Football Friday show, 332-3776. Yesterday, if you missed it, and it was really good stuff, one of our favorites, Lewis Riddick, said, guaranteed, three different times, that Matt Nagy is trying to get into the conversation to trade for Deshaun Watson. How could this work? Let's say he wants to do everything possible to save his job to get Deshaun Watson. How much is too much? Is there such a thing of too much? And maybe do you have to rely on Deshaun Watson? We'll get into that coming up next.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. Hey, hey, hey.
So the way this thing would go with Deshaun Watson, and I'll play you Louis Riddick, who sort of told you, like, hey, are the Bears going to be interested in him if he gets dealt? There are a couple of hurdles. First, Houston's going to have to do it. They're going to have to believe that he won't play. I think Chris and Adam were talking about it yesterday. It's got to be like an NBA situation where Deshaun Watson dictates policy, where he just takes the power and says, I'm not playing for you. I don't care. We've burnt the bridge, whatever you try to do to get me back. And here are the teams that I would approve a trade to: Miami, Chicago, and New Orleans. Let's just say those three.
Okay.
And then, so then now you're in a three-team bidding war. You know, you got to know that he would approve a trade to you, because right away, if he says, no, I'm not interested in going there, you don't have enough, it's really like a similar situation I had in Houston, I have no desire to be there. But if he does say yes, if he says yes, I'd waive my no trade clause for the Bears. Now you're competing with however many teams. The question that I wrote on Twitter right now, and it's brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers: if Deshaun Watson would approve a trade to the Bears, is there such a thing as giving up too much for him?
Yeah, I mean, sure. If you were giving up your first-round pick for the next 10 years, every year for the next 10 years, that's too much.
I think there's a rule, isn't there, for...
I don't know.
I think for consecutive drafts, like three or something like that. So, I mean, I don't think you could do that anyway.
I think that was an NBA... Isn't that an NBA rule? I don't know that that's an NFL rule.
The NFL rule... I read a couple of things. The NBA rule, I think, is like an every other year thing. You can't give them up in consecutive drafts or something like that.
Okay.
Guys, you can look up there and get the clarification. But I do believe, like, you can trade out a certain amount of years as an NFL player, as an NFL front office. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. How many consecutive first-round picks is an NFL franchise allowed to trade away would be the question.
Right.
Okay.
So let's say it's three. Giving up three first-round picks. You know, and you would have to do, and I've said this before, you can't, I don't believe trading the 20th pick would get it done. I believe you'd have to do a trade before the trade. Just like the way Kansas City jumped up in the draft to draft Patrick Mahomes, I believe you're going to have to find a way to go up from 20 into the top 10 with another team, secure that top 10 pick, and then sort of start wheeling and dealing with Houston.
Okay.
That's Don't fair. You?
Yeah, I think that you'd have to have more than the 20th selection in this year's draft. You'd have to find a way to move up and make that pick a little bit more enticing.
Well, I'm not even, of course you need more. I'm saying the headline pick can't be the 20th overall.
That's
pick.
Fair. I think that's
you
a
know
fair
what I mean?
Statement.
I think you really have to, now, unless Deshaun Watson says, I'm not going anywhere but Chicago. Now, all of a sudden, maybe you've hurt Houston's bargaining power. And then maybe, just like how James Harden said, hey, I'm only going to Brooklyn or here. And then they were basically forced to make the trade. Want to play you. So this is sort of why we're still talking about this, even though there's a big deal. Louis Riddick yesterday was on Greeny's show. In case you missed it, he said this about the Bears' interest, specifically Matt Nagy's interest in Deshaun Watson.
And then I read your tweet on the air that is now 43 minutes old, but someone named Derek Connor tweeted at you that Watson should go to the Chicago Bears, and you sort of, your response, I never know what the name of this emoji is, but you sort of gave it the,
It's Bear Down. It's their song that they sing up there.
Oh, I know that one.
Which other one did I put?
That little thinking emoji,
The thinking emoji, it was interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's interesting, because the reason why I put that is because, look, if you're in Chicago right now, if you're Matt Nagy, if you're Ryan Pace, if you're ownership, okay, and you're thinking, well, let's just forget ownership, okay? Let's just forget them for a second. Let's look at Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, and you know this is it for you this year. You got to do something, and you definitely have to do something at that quarterback position. Would you be thinking of a way to try and say, look, is there any way possible we could get this guy here? Because I can tell you this. Matt Nagy loves Deshaun Watson. And Matt wasn't in Chicago when Ryan Pace drafted Mitch Trubisky. Matt was still in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I know he loves Deshaun Watson. I know for a guy right now who sees his future in Chicago teetering on the brink of disaster, you think right now he's not trying like hell to figure out a way to get into the mix in that discussion? I guarantee you he is. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. So that's why I made it. I didn't think of it, you know, when we were talking about it for the show, because they don't have the kind of cap space that a team like Indy or the Jets have. And they don't. So therefore, and they're looking at a situation where maybe the GM and the coach are, you know, really sitting there with a very uncertain future. Whereas with these other organizations, when you're talking about the Jets, you're talking about teams like the Colts, I mean, they're set. They're set for the foreseeable future, and they have a very solid direction and a direction that you can see very clearly going out 2, 3, 4 years. And that's why I didn't put Chicago in there. But Chicago's desperate. The head coach and the GM are desperate to figure out the quarterback position. And I'll tell you this. It made me start thinking when that guy tweeted that at me, and knowing Matt like I know him, I know his wheels are turning right now trying to figure out, could I be a player in this? Could I somehow get my name into this? Trust me, he's trying to figure it out.
Good stuff
and,
from Lewis.
Ryan's trying to figure out a way how to run it back one more time with Mitch. Matt's thinking
stop
about
that.
Ways
stop
to try
fueling
to get
that fire.
Watson. He wants what Deshaun Watson, but like you can want it all you want, and you should pursue it as hard as you can. I will be pleasantly shocked if they would be able to pull something off like that. You know what? My prediction still is that. That the Houston Texans, they ride in and they the full nuclear option is not necessary because they will name Eric Bieniemy as their head coach.
I think the ship has sailed, even if he does get the job.
Really?
I think he's getting traded now. Yeah, I think there's too much smoke there. When you get guys like Shefty who have basically gone all in on this, there has been no caution. Hey, guys, there's a lot that could happen still. It's been basically from the insiders, pedal to the metal. This is a lot of people, even inside their building.
He hasn't demanded a trade.
Texans
haven't told you that they are looking to shop him.
The Super Bowl hasn't even been played. The conference championships haven't been played yet.
I know, but I mean, listen, these are all things. Aren't you talking about it right now if you are trading him? You may not be advertising it to the world, but you're having some conversations, I would think, even if they are quote unquote illegal based on NFL protocol.
There was a good tweet, too, about do you remember early years of Waddle and Sylvie when the Kobe Bryant rumors were hot and heavy? And do you remember Pax always denies that it could have happened, but a lot of people thought, hey, the hang up was going to be the Bulls didn't want to trade Deng, you know? Yeah. And quarterbacks are like number one superstar NBA players. It's very, very, very hard to get them. And when you have a chance to get them, you have to give up everything possible to get them. And you can't let Luol Deng's stand in the way.
No.
And so that's why I say, what am I worried about? Ryan Pace is still my general manager. What am I worried about? They haven't had a first-round pick in 2 years. What am I worried about? Get me the quarterback. Get me the quarterback. Give up the picks. Ask them, what do you need?
Do you have enough? Nice pick. Not good enough. I don't like your pick.
That's why you got to trade out. You got to get creative. Marcus in Minneapolis, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Marcus?
Guys, what's going on? It's been a while. First off, I want to say happy Bulls Day. We've been 3 days off. I'm excited to see them again.
People are excited to see them. And look, tonight is it's a good game. LaMelo Ball's been playing some good
Wendell
basketball.
No Wendell Carter Jr. tonight, I don't believe. I believe he's got a thigh contusion. So
yeah.
Yeah, we need to trade Wendell anyway. I think I think our weakness is that center on the defense. We need an anchor. But that's another story. And I want to ask you, before I hang up, after I make my best point, I want to ask you a question. You guys a question about the Bulls. So hearing that story again, I know we kind of heard it already, but hearing the details of you explaining that story, Sylvie, about Ryan Pace and that, you know, not telling anyone about Trubisky, it just makes me want to have him fired again today. Trubisky was not like an Andrew Luck prospect where he's like, can't miss. For him to even go out and just like go away and hide away from everybody. like I don't. It just makes it seem like it was more of a personal reason that he wanted, that he related to him more on a personal level, that he wanted to draft him more than his skill. Because I mean, maybe I'm not remembering it right, but I don't remember Trubisky being like a can't miss prospect. But I do want to ask you guys this question before I hang up. I just heard you talk about the Kobe story again, and I always think about weird stuff like this. But would you trade, if you can go back, if we get Kobe, then we're probably not bad enough to draft Derrick Rose when we drafted him. Would you, if you can go back and choose Derrick Rose's career in Chicago or trading for Kobe Bryant back then, which would you choose?
Kobe's still in his prime. And knowing how Derrick's career, then, you know, the knee injury, it was a couple of healthy years as one of the top players, and then the knee injury got in the
way. You would say conservatively that Kobe Bryant's a top 10 player of all time?
Oh, yeah, probably top five.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, that kind of answers your question, doesn't it? I mean, with all due respect to Derrick, who has had an excellent career, he's not in the same category as Kobe.
But this is my thing real quick. I know you guys have to go. My reason is, as a Chicago guy, you guys, well, Waddle, you're Chicago. I consider you a Chicago guy. But even if the Bulls don't win a championship with Derrick Rose, I just think you just can't take the memories and the excitement away of him playing for the Bulls.
The climb was great, Marcus. Thank you. The climb was great. Just remember this, though. Derrick Rose had one healthy postseason as a superstar. Now, his rookie and second year, he was in the postseason, but the Bulls weren't any good, and he wasn't an MVP yet. He had his MVP season as in the playoffs when they lost to Miami 4-1, and then the very next year was that shortened season in which in game one against the 76ers, he got hurt and hurt his knee. He had one full postseason as a superstar. So if you want that versus getting Kobe in his prime, come on now. Yeah. I love Derrick Rose and I love the hometown story, but you've got to take Kobe at that point. 332-3776. If you want to weigh in on the Bears quarterback situation, let's talk NFL playoffs as well. I've got another poll out there about some of the GOATs, and we'll get to all of that. And Tim Anderson joined us yesterday late in the show. He was outstanding. We'll play that before 3 o'clock.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I don't think there is too much to give up. I mean, if you look at Pace's first round success rate, What do they say about first round picks to begin with? They have what, a 50-50 rate of hitting?
It's not a certainty, that's for sure.
So it's like 50-50 as far as a standard general manager is concerned under Ryan Pace. What's been his hit? It's been Roquan, right?
Yes, that's it.
That's it. So I would you give up Roquan Smith?
Yes.
Mitch Trubisky?
Yes.
Kevin White?
Yes.
And who am I forgetting? With the pass rusher from Georgia.
Leonard Floyd. Do you want to hear, like, this is...
I'd give up all four for Deshaun Watson. That's four first-round picks right there.
This is how the NFL draft is kind of a crapshoot, okay? So just go back, because we always talk about, like, give it 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Just conservatively. Well, I went back to the 2015 draft, okay? First pick of the draft is Jameis Winston, followed by Marcus Mariota. Followed by Dante Fowler, defensive end. Amari Cooper, Brandon Scherff, Leonard Williams, Kevin White, Vic Beasley, Eric Flowers, Todd Gurley, Trey Waynes, Danny Shelton, Andrus Peets, Devontae Parker, and Melvin Gordon. Those are your top 15 picks. Now, there are some guys in there that you'd like to have.
Right.
But I don't think there's anyone in that group that you say, oh, I can't live without him.
Of course.
I mean, Amari Cooper's really good. Scherff is a very good offensive tackle. Leonard Williams has played significantly better in recent years.
That quarterback is so valuable. Someone said the Herschel Walker deal and Ricky Williams, didn't that prove it was too much? Those are also running backs. We've learned through the years.
Yeah, quarterback conversation's different.
That they're interchangeable.
Yeah, but there is a limit, though. I mean, are you going to give up your first-round pick for the next 10 years? Let's just say, like, I don't know what the rule is. But when you say is there anything that's too much to trade for him?
I'd give up at least three. At least.
Well, okay. What if they want? What if they want five? What if they want five and 3 second round picks? Is that too much?
I don't think so.
What about six first round picks and 5 second round picks? Like, I mean, like but that's the question.
Right.
Is there too much?
Right.
You get to the point where there's too much.
You're just going with math.
But you also have to factor into the equation. You can't not make the deal based on fear that somebody's going to get injured. But by the same token, you also have to take into consideration that this sport is different than others, and there is a shelf life to players and their careers, especially quarterbacks. So, like, I would think that that would factor into your decision-making. And I'm with you. I mean, I'd be willing to give up a king's ransom, but I'm not going to give up five king's ransoms just because it's not – I mean, there has got to be a limit to it. You can't just say, I'll give up anything.
Without a quarterback, the Bears have reached the playoffs twice in the last decade.
Yes, but does that mean you need to give up your first-round pick for the next 10 years?
Without a quarterback, the Bears have won three playoff games in the first 20 years of this
century. Be better at your
job. Well, that's my point, but your job becomes better and easier if you get the quarterback.
Well,
that's the key here.
I get you.
In drafting 20th, you're not going to get him.
Okay, but let's say I got a different person looking over things, I may be able to find a guy at 15 or 20 that ends up being my quarterback of the future, and then I don't have to give up all that stuff because I have a more competent talent evaluator.
Tony on the South Side. Tony, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hey, thank you, guys. Good show. Just want to talk about a couple subjects, the Cole B. And, of course, let me start off saying I really appreciate it, Aaron. I was 10 years old at that point, him and Roberto Clemente. So I remember them guys. But let's get back to that one caller that talked about the Colby and Derrick Rose. That's not even in the ballpark. You take Colby. Derrick Rose was an okay player. He could not shoot a jump shot, and he would not play defense. So you're not going to win with them type of guys. And plus, he was only 6'2". You're not going to win a championship with a 6'2 point guard. You're just not going to do it. Now, talking about Deshaun Watson, two first-rounders. I'm not giving up more than two first-rounders.
Come on, Tony.
Hey,
come
listen.
On.
I'll tell you why. He doesn't want to be there. You still have to win. The purpose of Deshaun Watson coming here is to win the Super Bowl. If you give up too much, you're not going to win a Super Bowl. Two first-rounders and one of the guys off the defense, and it's not going to be Roquan Smith. Fuller, Mack, Hakeem, one of them guys. You can't give up all of that and expect to win a Super Bowl in the next two or three years. And plus, if I'm Deshaun, I'm coming to Chicago for business purposes. I'm coming to make as much money as possible, me being a black quarterback in the city of Chicago.
Tony, I would say with regard to what you'd give up in terms of defensive players, like, I don't value the middle linebacker as much as I value the cover corner and the pass rusher. I love Roquan Smith, but his position by its very nature is not as valuable as a pass rusher or a cornerback.
Right.
So I would probably disagree with you on that front if it took another player.
And again, you're not going to win the Super Bowl without the quarterback.
Think about it as
you're an anomaly if you do.
You're drafting 20th now. This is why I'd give you three of them. Okay, I give you three. I give you three first-round picks. This one's going to be 20. If I've got Deshaun Watson, I've got other needs, but I still think I'm going to be better than I was this year because I have a better quarterback. And I'll find a way to get my defense playing back on a much higher level. So 2022's first-round pick is going to be higher than 20. By higher, I always, you know what I'm saying. 23, 24.
Right.
It's not going to. And then the following year, when we're on top of the NFL mountain because we've had Deshaun now for 2 years, we're drafting 29th because we got to the NFC title.
So why not
game.
A fourth one? Why not a fourth? Who cares?
Well, there is
50,
a limit.
50 to begin
what
with.
What do you mean, who cares? There is a limit. What
because
if he gets
it's a
hurt?
Quarterback.
What if he gets hurt? Okay, look, just for example, what if he gets
stop
hurt?
Stop living, Waddle? Over fear of getting hurt?
I just gave you three first round picks. How's that not living?
You can live a little bit braver than you're doing right now. Okay, come on
saying,
now.
Okay, so let's say.
Give me four. Do I have four? Give me four. Four.
Let's say that somehow, some ways, and I'm never asking for anyone to get hurt, but if he did get hurt and you find yourself drafting third, and that draft, because your team just went to hell in a handbasket, and then with the third pick of the draft, some new life-changing quarterback is available at that time. Like, I mean, now you've pissed
stuff
that
happens,
away.
Is what you're saying. Yes.
Yes, you cannot. You can't push things out indefinitely into the future.
Lewis and Wheaton, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, so this is going to be an interesting one for you guys of how you get Watson. And, like, this is going to be a lot. But you honestly can't win a game. Safety will not win you a game on his own. You trade the entirety of this year's draft, first and second this year or next year, first in 2 years, and Eddie Jackson. Get rid of some cap and send over a bunch of picks. What do you think?
So wait a second. I'm giving up the entire draft this year. Next year's 1 and 2. Then 3 years down the line, another one and Eddie Jackson? Is that what he was saying?
Yeah, that's what he said, yes.
Come on.
Live a little.
Shut up with the live a little. This isn't about living a little. This is about doing something, the right thing for your organization.
See, Waddle, that's why when you say, oh, the pick's going to be worse every single year, that's why to me, if I would love it if the Bears got him. But if I'm the Texans, I'm looking at the teams that have two first picks right now.
No, I'm with you.
Because I want that. I need the turnaround right now.
Clock starts now.
Because the fan base is already pissed. They're already so mad.
No, I'm with you. Like, again, 20 isn't going to help. It's not helping your clock.
That's why you got to find a way to go up.
Yeah, but what are you trading to go from 20 up to 12?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know.
Just live a little.
Well, I'm up for living.
I'm
going to
call Cal McNair and just say, hey, Cal, live a little. I'll give you a fourth-round pick for Deshaun. Live a little.
This guy, the way they live, they may bite.
Okay. Well, then ask.
They may bite.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
332-3776. I want you guys to hear something from Tim Anderson, too, because he was awesome yesterday. But I want to continue to take your football calls as well at 332-3776.
Now that you have a new health plan, you should plan to use it. Find helpful tips and more help at getcoveredillinois.gov. Your health coverage starts here.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Listen to these names, Waddle. Gabe Kiremi, Shea McClellan, Kyle Long, Kyle Fuller, Kevin White, Leonard Floyd, Mitch Trubisky, and Roquan Smith. You know who those guys are?
These are the Chicago Bears first-round draft picks in the last 10 years?
You are correct, sir.
Thank you.
So, like, I give them all up for Deshaun Watson. And there are a couple good ones in there. Kyle Long had a really good start to his career here. Kyle Fuller's a Pro Bowler. Roquan Smith should be a Pro Bowler. I'd give up those three players. I'd give up that entire decade of first-round picks to know that I had the quarterback solved.
You're looking backwards as proof of what's happening in the future.
I'm looking at history to provide me with what's going to happen in the future, yes, with this Bears team
that
refuses to change at the top.
So what I mean, so you have no faith in them to draft in the first round, so you're going to give up all of your draft picks. What is that going to get you then? If you don't have faith that at some point they're going to get it right, what is that going to get you?
A star quarterback.
But the star quarterback in Houston this year was 4-12.
Right.
Not because of his doing, but because the team around him stunk. What are you pointing at me for?
Don't do that. Don't give me wins as a stat. He led the league in yards and was second in yards per game.
And the Bears were 8-8 with a bad quarterback.
Give me a time. I want a 20.
With a good quarterback.
David is going to be the Trubisky outplayed
play through
him.
Come on now.
I got a 20. I don't need a full because I don't. Like the point isn't worth a full timeout. The 20 is sufficient. I think that the win and loss record obviously is very overrated. My point to you, though, is if you can't support this great player with good players, you're on nowhere, man. You're in no man's land. You're in on an
island
by yourself.
They're in no man's land now without a quarterback. So don't you think if you married 8-8 with a star quarterback, now all of a sudden,
listen, you're like pushing me in the corner about. Do I want him or not? Of course I want him. I'm not giving you 10 first-round picks.
Why don't you like Deshaun Watson now?
That's my point. Just say it. You've spent 40 minutes now just waiting to say that.
No, I haven't. Let's take some calls because a lot of people want to talk to us. Matt in San Diego has been patient. It's got to be beautiful there. Oh, Matt, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
All this talk you guys have about quarterbacks and the great players. How can you guys never talk about drafting offensive linemen? I know it's not vogue. I know it's not great. But in that last playoff game, the Saints just used up 5 or 6 minutes on the clock. We're eating the thing away. We might have had a chance. And Trubisky and the offense were out there for 42 seconds because we can't block anyone. He has no time back there. And it doesn't matter who you get at quarterback at this point. We have no offensive line.
Well, Matt, you must have just joined the conversation recently because we have spent weeks, if not years, excoriating them up at Hallis Hall for completely ignoring the tackle position. We've gone through line after line of pointing out where they have failed to draft offensive tackles over the course of almost a decade. So we agree with you, I guess, is the point I'm making.
And again, I can live with what I've got with now finding Mustafa at center, James Daniels coming back, Cody Whitehair at the other guard position, Alex Barrs with depth.
Be careful, because this is what I would say, and it's much better. I will not dispute that. But much like what you saw with Mitch and that entire offense, what happened when you stepped up in class with regard to their running game?
I'm with you. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not telling you that I don't want them to address the line. I'm saying if I have a priority to get a top five quarterback in the current NFL or to continue to – look, Indy built up that line. How many playoff games have they won in the last couple of years? What's been their problem? They don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, so Ballard's trying to figure that out, too. I mean, I love what Ballard's done with the line. Dion in Mississippi, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dion?
How are you guys doing today?
Good. We're good, Dion.
Listen, I got two things I'd like to say. The fellow that came on before me here is right about the Lions, and I've been, you guys been talking about our offensive line. It hasn't been all that well, but the first thing is, I don't think we should be thinking about getting Deshaun Watson. We had our shot, and we blew it. You don't bet on a horse after a race is over. It's kind of a big thing there. But the other thing is,
what if there's 10 more races with that same horse? Don't you learn your lesson and then pick that horse again?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. But
Dion, this was a maiden special weight winner, and now he's up into the allowance class. And, I mean, you could still bet on the horse. It's just a different race.
Yeah, you're right about that, but why give up all you've got to get one guy that's, when you get him, then he's got nobody protecting him. But listen, out of the top five quarterbacks coming out of college that may not get to the number 20 pick, there is another kid there that played in the same backfield with David Montgomery, who's a pretty darn good quarterback. And that's that guy Purdy from Iowa State there. And I watched him play a couple of years there, and he's pretty sharp. He's pretty good there. And
Dion wants to have a Purdy party. All right. All right.
But I don't know. They need to get their line strong and try to keep Allen Robinson. We'll probably end up back in Jacksonville if we don't keep him there. And just, it just doesn't seem smart to me at all to give up a bunch of stuff to get a player that they should have already had,
Thanks, Dion.
Well, that's true. They should have already had him. Brock Purdy, I do not believe I don't believe he projects to be a first-round pick. Had a nice career at Iowa State, but I don't believe he's going to be in the conversation
in the first round. Yeah.
He's in that Ian Book class.
Yeah.
Of guys who are not first round draft picks, but before this season, maybe they could be. And then they didn't quite live up to that in the college season. And I know Book had a great year, but yeah, Purdy and Iowa State also had a great year as well.
You draft Purdy. It doesn't work. You fire everyone. You hire Matt Campbell, Purdy's coach.
Purdy plan.
That's the Purdy plan I want to be Purdy a part plan. Of.
I've had enough Iowa State stuff here. Yeah. I really have. Martin in Highland Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Martin?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
We're good.
All right, so I got a question for you. I'm not even a Bears fan, but I've been listening to a lot of the sports radio the past couple of days, and I keep hearing the same types of comments from either, the radio guys or people calling in, which is, you know, we're going to be giving up too much for Watson, and it's not going to be worth it down the future. But why not just go for it? You see, I hate comparing the MLB and the NFL because the salary cap in the markets, but you see teams just go for it, try to get a Super Bowl. The Bears aren't doing anything right now, and the future's not looking that great anyway. So why not entertain the idea of just, I mean, the picks, you got a majority of a pretty good team right now. The quarterback's what you need.
You're not going to get any objection from us. That has been the basis of this conversation for a week, is that we're all on board with pursuing it. We have some level of skepticism that the Bears have enough ammunition to make that work, but...
Tom in Kenosha, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, so I would give up 3 first rounds in Khalil Mack, and I think that would get it done. And Deshaun Watson, he needs to come to Chicago, and if he doesn't want to come to Chicago, he's a fool. And I'll tell you why. Because he's got a chance to make generational money. Like, he could be not only the face of a franchise, he could be the face of the city. Think about it. We've never had a superstar quarterback. He could be the best quarterback in Chicago Bears history, the greatest franchise in NFL history. If he won a Super Bowl here in Chicago, he could have a statue by Walter Payton. Because we are desperate for a quarterback.
Of course. And look, that's what we said about LeBron. Hey, you can have a statue next to Michael if you just come here. But the appeal of going to Miami a lot of times is really good. No state tax in Florida. Those are the things that sometimes draw the players. Weather, the living there.
What 25-year-old is thinking about a statue?
That's what I'm saying.
He'd at least get a little wiener stand at Soldier Field. Watson's wieners.
There you go.
Why is it going to be a wiener stand?
Alliteration. What else are you going to serve with a W?
I don't know.
Deshaun's dogs. There you go. Fine.
That's better. What he said was 3 first-rounders and Mac. I'd do that deal.
You wonder if they would want Khalil Mack with this contract. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know he's a good player. Would they want that? 3-3-2-3-7-7-6.
Well, just give him 100 first-round picks.
Let's just win $100 this weekend with Doug Kazarian making picks for us. Okay. We'll find out who he likes, what he likes in 2 short minutes.